Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Monday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 on the AM side in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in the RVA. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app wherever you may be. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company, the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 1st, April Fool's Day, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
I'm so annoyed by April Fool's Day.
Already?
Always annoyed by it, yeah.
Yeah, it is one of the...
I haven't seen anything yet.
It's one of the worst days on the calendar.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
That is the foursome. Thank you for my survivor pool money. I didn't expect that walking in.
Yeah.
Yep,
but I appreciate
it.
That.
Yeah, you took it down.
Yep. Didn't even sweat after. My sweat was done at 2:45 on Thursday of the opening round of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Because I took BYU, and they were one of the first teams in action. And they got walloped.
You were gone.
So what are you going to do? It happens.
It was a reminder, at least in a small pool, play the faves early.
Yeah, I learned a lesson. I probably should have done that.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Play the big boys early.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe next year, Cakesy.
It's all good. Well, I'm sure I will gamble plenty between now and then. It's not that big of a deal. $10.
So that was good. I'm actually going to give the money to my son because all I did was tail his picks.
Sure, as
he
you
was
should.
In a larger pool that I put him in. I think Jason was in that pool that had about 133 players,
mm-hmm.
and he started dreaming of winning $6,000, and then he, I think, played it cute.
Yeah.
He went with Marquette, and Marquette got bounced,
mm-hmm.
so he finished in ninth place.
Yeah, but to defend him, Marquette was a 2-seed. Like, they were a pretty high.
They were playing an 11-seed.
Yeah. I mean, they got upset by the NC State buzzsaw. Yeah. What are you going to do?
That's what it is.
Think
it's
about that NC State buzzsaw, too.
It's an incredible story.
They don't make the tournament, but for that missed free throw.
Right.
No, their coach was going to get fired.
Right? Mm. Missed free throw. They bank in the game-tying shot. So lucky game-tying shot.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, they haven't lost.
Crazy run by Kevin Keats and DJ Burns and company.
I mean, they lost 8 of their last 10 regular season games.
Yeah,
he was on a bullet train
to get fired.
Well, he was gone.
Yeah.
They were 17-14. Before the ACC tournament.
Right.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
They have the most losses ever by a Final Four team, mm-hmm. and then they go 9-0, beating all these unbelievable teams, high seeds, and they're just on one of those crazy
runs. I thought it was
interesting
because after at one of the games, and maybe is their – I'm not sure which one it was, but they asked Burns about it, and he's like, yeah, how can you explain the chemistry, the success? And he goes, we just started showing up on time. Everyone stopped fighting.
That was yesterday. It's like, yeah. Guys stopped blowing off, like, missing team meetings. I was like, wow, it sounds like it was a little bit of a loony bin before this run. So I guess they dialed in.
If they were just locked in during the regular season, what kind of year they would have had.
Sure.
Right.
And all of those kids, all of them that play, They're all transfers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Burns comes in from Winthrop. Mm-hmm. Diarra comes in from Missouri. Horn comes in from ASU. O'Connell's from Stanford. I mean, they got Casey Morsell's from UVA. I mean, they got all transfers.
What about 43 or 34, that awkward-looking white guy that plays?
Oh, Middlebrooks?
Yeah.
He's from Clemson.
He's from Clemson, yeah.
So,
but again,
anybody who plays any significant minutes for them is a transfer.
But again, in that game against UVA in the ACC tournament, UVA misses key free throws down the stretch.
Missed three of them.
If they make one of those free throws,
game over.
One, NC State doesn't make the NCAA tournament.
No, it's crazy.
It's one of those, you know, it's one of those situations where everything just kind of fell into place.
Yep.
Now, look, I mean, Final Four run's unbelievable.
And it's good for Kevin Keats's portfolio, but, too, because
he got 3 years.
I think it locked in like a $400,000 raise to his salary over at least the next 2 years.
Correct.
Now he's got a Final Four bid on his resume.
Yep.
But he's probably set at least in NC State for the next, I don't know, this probably buys him 3 to 4 years easily.
Yep.
I mean, what a run for him.
What's awesome is Burns is like kind of becoming the face of the tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you not like the guy?
I mean, his game is like.
Game's unbelievable.
The touch he has around the basket from like 6 feet and in or 10 feet and in is, it's absurd.
And what's sick is 25 years ago, he'd probably be a lottery pick.
Yep.
Now they're talking about him playing with the big three or maybe trying football.
Right.
Yeah. Because of his body size.
It just doesn't translate to the NBA game, which is so annoying, but I love watching him play.
So they trailed by 5 points and committed an intentional foul. So Virginia was going to the free throw line with 1:10 left in their ACC championship game.
And look,
UVA also had fouls to give with 6 seconds left and decided to let O'Connell dribble down and take a shot, bank shot, but that tied it. But they had fouls to give.
Cakes, do you know DJ Burns' side hustle?
He runs vending machines.
Yeah, he owns vending machines.
My God, look at him. Good for him.
Awesome.
Good for that.
And T-shirts. Yeah. Does T-shirts and vending machines.
Does he work in radio?
I was going to say he has a future in radio promotions.
He certainly does.
Well, and he's also going to get crazy NIL deals after this tournament.
Those are going to be flowing in. Good for him.
Speaking of vending machines, I never pay attention to Facebook Marketplace.
Right.
But it might not even have been on Facebook Marketplace. But somewhere I saw online, a vending machine for sale.
Okay.
How much do you think it was going
for? Hold on. Are we talking about like a soda vending machine or a vending machine?
Is it a refrigerated one? It was a snack vending machine.
Refrigerated or non-refrigerated?
All right. I pretty much just looked at the thumbnail.
There's a lot of details.
It looked like a regular vending machine that would sell candy bars.
Okay. Like candy bars and chips. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, that's a big machine. I'm going to guess it's going to cost more than most people would think. $4,500.
$600.
$600?
Actually thought maybe this could be a side hustle. A $600 investment?
Yeah, but I mean,
it could be, but the problem is then you have to find a place to put it.
Yeah.
Correct.
You got to go around and ask people.
Well, the place to put it for sure.
And then you got to refill it.
I don't know if I can get in, but the place to put it, my pool doesn't have a vending machine.
Well, that's a big hole in their game.
If I could somehow worm my way into my neighborhood pool.
It doesn't have a vending machine or a snack bar?
Nothing.
Nothing?
It has a snack bar when there are swim meets.
Well, that's not all the time. That's 10% of the time.
And I think that's pretty commonplace.
That's our
commonplace.
Pool is, actually.
Yeah, that's...
We do have vending machines, though. There's a kid that runs the vending machine for a bunch of pools. I'm surprised he's not on your pool.
Entrepreneur, that kid.
And, you know, I think he did it for 3 years. He finally gave it up because he made money. It's such a pain in the ass to constantly fill it.
Sure. I don't know. It crossed my mind. I mean, I'm not going
to
do
sure
it.
I'm
sure
it is.
Actually,
go to
the
Costco
last pool
all the time. Yeah. 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 Buy boxes and boxes.
Yeah,
and boxes.
It's a hustle. It's a hustle.
The last pool that I was a member of when I lived over in the townhouses in Crown also did not have a vending machine.
This is shocking.
No snack bar.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of a trend for some of these pools. That's
well,
a newer
what?
Pool
it's a bad trend.
With a nice clubhouse.
It's a downward trend is what that is.
And no vending machine. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
That's weird.
He probably could make a killing.
Don't like
well,
it.
Well, you thought about it for about 3 minutes, and then you just said, yeah. You know what, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I thought about it actually less than that well, until somehow is, vending machine
the
got mentioned
thing
it's here.
A problem, I feel like I'm a vending machine expert because my daughter's helped with it, and I've helped her with it,
right.
Is that when you have issues with the money, you know, things always break.
Mm-hmm.
It comes rife with problems.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not to say it's not a good business. It works. But there's a lot.
I just remember years ago, like eons ago, when we worked in Fairfax, when the vending machine up in the break room, which is on the second floor, wouldn't give me, I don't know, a bag of Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
And I was shaking that thing and tipping it back and forth.
Me
like,
too.
This thing is, I'm putting my life at risk for a $1.25 bag of Cheez-Its. This is dumb.
I could have easily.
I would not be beaten by the vending machine.
Yeah.
I was shaking that bitch for a minute.
I could shake anything out of a vending machine. Especially one if they had like those spiral things kind of like holding it.
I was not
going
to be defeated by
the M&Ms would always fall
now,
out.
It sounded like the vending machine was going to fall through into the first floor. But if that had happened, so be it.
Do you remember our old GM over at... And Lanham came screaming and storming out of his office because I was slamming.
Was that Alan?
No, it was Sam.
Oh, Sam.
He stormed out of there. What the hell's going on?
I do remember that.
Because vaguely. I was shaking it back and forth just to get like free nachos or something.
Yeah, because we're cheap bastards. Yeah.
I think it was more or less because it ate my money. Yeah. But yeah. We had zero tolerance for
we
that.
We just want our snacks. That's all.
Yeah. If you put your 75 cents or now, you know, $3 in.
Yeah.
You
and then
get...
I had a very fleeting run as a vendor out of the out of my locker.
We'll charge $1.50.
I was literally selling little Debbie oatmeal cream pies for a quarter.
I remember that.
Oh,
like
yeah.
the real thing. I'm not doing a
the real cream pie.
I'm talking about the legitimate item that you buy in a grocery store.
Yeah, no, I know you are.
So this is his side hustle.
I guess so. I didn't see any details on his vending pursuits, but I did hear that he does vending machines on the side.
I saw
that's great.
Jokic was jocking him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because not to say they have similar games, but neither of them can exactly jump high.
No.
No.
But they find a way to get it done.
They weren't getting it done in the first half yesterday because watching them, it was burning my retinas because they couldn't shoot.
Well, neither was Duke.
And then Keats did something at halftime to get into their heads because they came out in the second half completely on fire.
Duke was awful offensively.
They're bad. I
mean, Proctor was 0 for 9. Filipowski had a terrible game.
And, hello, why don't you double Burns at some point? What are you doing?
Because
you're just letting that guy get the
that's
ball
what they
and
want
you back
to do.
You down?
That's what they want you to do, and then he kicks it out and they get open threes.
You know what?
They decided to let Filipowski guard him one-on-one, and he can't do it.
Shire's nubs. He's a nubs coach. I learned that yesterday.
He looked like he was going to cry on the sideline.
He's nubs.
Did you notice that?
And he's not that well-spoken. When he was getting interviewed, he didn't have a lot to say, and he's a terrible strategist.
You know,
he sucks.
He apologized to the Cameron Crazies after they lost to UNC at home.
Yeah.
Nubs coach.
He should have. He sucks.
Wait till next year.
I don't care about next
year. He won't be nubs next year.
No, it doesn't. Why, I don't even know if all the talent influx in the country can overcome him. He's a bit of a donk.
They've got a
Cooper
ton of
Flag.
Guys. They got four of the top 25, I think, coming in.
And a bunch of studs around them.
I'm sure I'll be eating my words next year when they're in the Final Four. But what I saw yesterday, he's a nubber. He's a nubber that got elevated because he's riding Coach K's coattails.
But you realize every coach they've been, besides yesterday, every coach has been doing that, double and tripling Burns, and he kicks it out, and they're just making threes, and that's why they've won 9 straight.
Hey, at least try it. At least give it a try. Don't let the guy just
Well, I can tell you this. Purdue won't have to do that.
I wouldn't think so.
Because he's not going to be able to back down.
On their team.
He's not going to back ZD down like he was backing Filipowski down.
But nah, it might be more of a wash than you think, though. I don't know.
Possible.
You think? I mean, Edie's unbelievable, but.
He's just so much bigger so that you don't have to double down on it.
Yeah. I was on an airplane during the games, and my son paid for the Wi-Fi. Got to watch a little, but. I saw a lot of social media reaction against Zach Edey with the nickname I had not heard before.
Foul Ming.
Well, I mean, he gets crushed all the time. There were so many times where he was getting killed. He went to the free throw line, I think, 15 times, but he could have gone about 25 times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just that big.
What was the video you posted? Was it him hollering at some girl or something?
Looked like it. Yeah, you can go to @JunksRadio. It looks like I mean, he's so big mm-hmm. that he has to duck into a room, and there's a girl. I mean, she could be 6 feet tall. You don't even know. But she looks so small, and they're going into her. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reaction. You see, like, a crowd. It looks like it's at a party.
Yeah.
A crowd of people looking at him dip into this room with this chick.
Oh, he went to the free throw line 22 times. Sorry.
Right.
He was 14 for 22. And Dalton Connect was just awesome, especially in the first half. But they just rely on him so much. They got no bigs that can score, and usually their other guards, they just kind of toss it to him and let him go. And that was the same situation yesterday. He went for 40.
So who are you rooting for next round? You don't care? You're just going
to bet? I don't really care. I mean, it would be awesome to see NC State win. Right? I don't think they're beating Purdue. I guess I kind of want to see Purdue and UConn play. Oh. I want to see, because UConn's got a center, Donovan Klingon, who's 7'2", 280.
Mm-hmm. He hears so many Klingon jokes.
He probably does.
Doesn't understand them. Doesn't get the Star Trek reference.
Can UConn?
I barely get them.
Can UConn go back to back? First time since Florida back in 17 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just want to see good games.
Wow. I'm just
glad that those games yesterday were at decent times. Yeah. Sundays is nuts. I stayed up to watch these games on Friday night and Saturday night. Oh my gosh, it was dead.
How late did you stay up on Friday? It's a Friday night.
Well, the Tennessee-Creighton game didn't start till I was up till, like, I was falling in and out of sleep, but I was up till almost 1 in the morning.
Dude, it doesn't matter that it's Friday night.
Ask me when I got back last night.
Oh, you got back last night?
3 a.m.
2:30.
No, I got back at 12:30.
Mm. Oh, you did horrible, because didn't you leave at an ungodly hour early, too?
Yeah, but it made more time in Puerto Rico.
Well, that's true. It's true, but travel
like I got
days...
to go to the beach and the pool yesterday.
Yeah. You're better than me.
And I did that on the first day as well.
I would have budgeted today off.
Yeah.
If I have a flight coming at midnight or 12:30.
Yeah.
And I must say, Spirit Airlines, everything was on time.
Really?
From start to finish. Mm. No problems whatsoever.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you were the only flight in the air in the entire country. I hope they were on time.
I just looked. Dalton Connect.
No altercations on the flight? Nothing?
No altercations. Dalton Connect, right now on NBADraft.net, is slated to go number 3. He could be a possible wizard.
Really?
He's that high.
Well, he's legit.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cakes, would you rather have Alexander Saar or Dalton Connect?
Again, this is where I have to acquiesce to Will Dawkins and Michael Winger and company, that clearly they've done more scouting than I have, even though I did discover Bilal Coulibaly. That was my
great
guy.
Great discovery.
I planted the flag on him. Mm. Again, it's early. He's, 19 years old? JP's ready to punt him after one season.
I wouldn't punt him, but I don't know that I would necessarily champion him either. I would stay neutral. I would stay neutral.
I'm still going to wave that flag, okay, for now.
I think I would stay neutral on that one, but
I don't know anything about Zachariah Risacher or Alexander Saar, but
we've been reading about Saar for a while, I feel like,
right? Yeah. He's a big dude.
I didn't know France was such a hoops hotbed. they love drafting French dudes.
It's become silly.
I guess so.
But I think this draft's going to suck.
But back to your Purdue versus UConn thing.
Yeah.
I think that's the game that I'd like to see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that anybody's going to stop UConn. I saw they've only trailed for 27 seconds in the tournament.
Well, I mean, they went on a 30-0 run.
Yeah, I mean, just wiped out Illinois.
Against Illinois, who can score pretty much at will. That's ridiculous to go on a 30-0 run. I mean, Illinois didn't even get to the free throw line to get one bucket or 1 point. 30-0. You just never see that.
Now, Bama could get hot from the 3-point line and beat them.
Oh, of course. Anything can happen.
Teams can get hot.
I would bet against it.
Yeah, I'd probably bet against it.
I would bet against them getting hot against UConn, but we'll see. I would like to see UConn play Purdue.
You could take teams getting the number against UConn. I don't think they can give you a number
years.
Big enough.
Not in the last 2 years. You're
to tempt
right.
You.
All right, phone number, if you ever want to call us throughout the show, is 800-636-1067. You can call us on the BetMGM listener line. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll talk Final Four. We'll talk about the big game on the women's side tonight, mm-hmm. where Iowa takes on LSU, a rematch from last year's national championship game. That's going to be a huge one and more. That's all right here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.